Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, and welcome back to the Lisa Lisa Show. This is Lisa Lisa speaking to you live from the studio, having all sorts of technical difficulty for sure, for real. Oh, unbelievable. I have to tell you, it doesn't make a difference where I am and what I'm doing, but anytime any kind of electronics come into my path, they just go screwy. I have a really funny story to tell you. So first of all, in my heart of hearts, as sad as I am to say this, I feel that summer is finally ending. Now, I know we're still going to have a handful of hot days, and then we'll have an Indian summer in September, maybe October. But I'm just not ready for it to end. It seemed so short. It was like, I think we had like less than 1 month of really warm weather. I think I had my air conditioner on a total of 3 times, and it was because it was raining or threatening rain, because I can't stand humidity and damp. I don't like to sleep where I feel like my bed's wet. That's kind of gross to me. Anyway, so I don't know. That makes me so sad. It was like the other day I was in shorts and I was running around and doing stuff, and every time I walked into a store, the air conditioning was so over-the-top cold that I was actually freezing in the stores. So, yeah. So I have a funny story for you. So I'm doing these apartment inspections, and now I've become so sensitive that I'm checking the smoke detectors. You know, so you shut them off. You hold the button, and it brings out a series of four times it beeps. Four separate times, it'd be 3 times within that series, but four. And it's just, you know, whatever. So everybody's been asking me, the handful of people that haven't been able to work their smoke detectors or need to change their batteries, asked me if I would change them for them. Well, this one woman pulled out this battery, and, well, she couldn't open it, actually. So I opened it up, and I pulled out the battery. And so here's the funny thing. I'm taking the battery out, and as I'm holding it in my hand, I kid you not, it's a 9-volt. If you've ever held a 9-volt battery to your tongue to see if it's working or not, the way to test it, you get that little zing on your tongue. I was just holding the battery like that, and I could tell you that the battery wasn't completely dead, but it didn't have enough juice in it to, you know, power the smoke detector anymore, but I was still tasting it. It's really funny. I remember a long time ago, I had an ex-boyfriend who was telling me a story about an ex-girlfriend of his. She was a ballerina, and she used to have this whole thing about making some kind of a charge that she would put together. Like, they built this thing, and it took a ton of 9-volt batteries, and she would, like, actually give herself like shock, a little shock treatment on your own, huh? I wouldn't do it, but apparently it was supposed to help her with boosting her energy. Now, my nephew and my niece, always when I tell them that I give people shocks and my energy is very high, and I'm talking actual energy. I'm not talking about, like, that I feel energetic. I'm talking about, like, I don't know, the negative or the positive around me. So I zap things, you know. It's like the magnet, you know. A certain magnet comes near you and it's your opposite. So they're always like, oh, Aunt Lisa, you think you're a battery. And I always, you know, that makes me laugh and there's nothing you can say about it. But yes, fine, that's right, I'm a battery. Well, if you've ever watched the movie The Matrix, they tell you you're a battery, you know. So anyway, there is electrical current that goes through. What do you think goes off in your brain? The synapses that are popping and snapping and going, it's energy. It's electric, you know. It's the electromagnetic, yes, pulses. Anyway, why do you think that a pulse, a zap, can make your heart start beating again? Why do you think a zap can make your heart stop beating in the first place? Okay, energy. Okay. Anyway, so I thought it was really funny that I was holding this battery and I could taste it. So lately it's like every single thing that I'm touching, and I mean everything, is going all kinds of haywire. Now, I don't know, you know, they say that every 7 years, every cell in your body has died and been reborn. And I'm sitting here thinking, like, I don't know, am I getting more energetic as it's getting on? I don't know. Just one of those funny, yeah, I'm not looking forward to the end of summer, and I haven't done a handful of the things that I wanted to do. I wanted to travel abroad. I wanted to go to Denmark. I still want to go to Denmark. Sort of kind of planning a trip to Israel. I don't know how or if that's going to happen. I think it may. I don't know. It's just, you know, just kind of the way it goes. Just the nature of the beast. Anyway, so there were other things that I wanted to talk about. One of my friends called me up and was asking, you know, my advice on relationships. I have a very specific theory, thought on relationships that, you know, they say that you should dance like nobody's ever watching and love like you've never been hurt and all these things. Now, one of the big things that we talk about, that I've talked about many times in all the readings that I do, you know, that are spiritual and, you know, in general, always tell you that if you hold on to the past, you can't move forward. Now, some people have a different philosophy. They say you'll never repeat your same mistake. Well, there are many schools of thought here, but I think that if you hold on to the past and you relive it constantly, then you're not moving forward, you're not progressing, and you're holding yourself back from experiencing and learning whatever it is that you're supposed to learn, okay, because, you know, these are my thoughts and my views on spirituality and, you know. So they say that if you hold on to these things and you're never moving forward, all right, so getting to the point, loving like you've never been hurt. Okay, so is it better to not be in any kind of a relationship because you've been hurt and so you're protecting yourself, or is it better to be slightly cautious and still be open? Well, you know, my motto is if you feel something, I go running, jumping, and skipping through, and then I leap off the ledge. I guess what's happened for me recently is that I need certain things to, I guess I need certain things to be in order for me to get to that level. But here's the funny thing. I've always been very driven by the physical. I am very emotional, and I'm extremely spiritual, at least I believe so. And that's all that counts, really, right? So if you're going by these three things, the physical, the emotional, and the spiritual, there's more. I think there are seven total, right? Metaphysical, cerebral, I don't know. Everybody always says, what's the sexiest organ on the body? And I would have to say probably the brain, you know. Some people say the feet. Some people hate feet. I have no problem with feet. So for me, it's always been physical. Physical, 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 always. You know, there's a physical attraction and yada, yada, yada. So now I'm trying to say, all right, hone in, reel it in, reel it in, real close, keep it really close, and don't let that be your driving factor. My dad used to have this expression that, you know, eventually you have to get up, and if you think about it, you'll understand that. Always made me laugh when he would say that, you know, eventually you have to get up. And then other people would say the most important part of a relationship is being able to have a good conversation. You know, because if you can sit and talk to somebody, then you've got that's the best kind of relationship, because now you're communicating and you'll always have communication because this is going to go, this is going to go, that's going to go. You're not always going to have, you know, yada, yada, yada. Again, yada, yada, yada. I have a friend that doesn't like blah, 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 and he'll say yada, yada. I happen to like the yada, yada. Anyway, so if they say that sex goes eventually, you know, it's like they say looks fade, but they don't tell you that it takes a really long time to fade. And some people, their looks really don't fade. They just change. They age and they're still graceful and beautiful. So I guess everything is, again, it's all perception, right? It's all your perception and your perspective. That's so funny. What I was thinking of just went right out of my head because I went into something else. Anyway, I'm still on the same track, but I was thinking of something else. What was it? It was Einstein's relativity. That was it. Everything is relative. That's what went out of my mind. So for me, I've always been driven, you know, sort of kind of like a man. And now all of a sudden, well, I don't want to say all of a sudden, for the past 7 or 8 months, I've been on a different track. So I changed lanes somewhere, you know, I'm on a different track. And all I can say is that I haven't really had anybody meet me on a certain level that I think I'm sort of kind of looking for. And that's what's been holding me back or changed my, find that to be very interesting. Although I have to say that Friday, and we know I always have epiphanies, and one of my friends tells me all the time that I always have epiphanies because I'm always telling her, oh, I had an epiphany. And she's like, you always have epiphanies. Well, Friday I had like a real electric charge, like something gave, something changed. And what it did was it switched me back to the original track that I've been on for a very long time. And all of a sudden my motivation and my drive, and that is a double entendre, has like here and like said, hello, what's been going on? Where you been? What's going on? Kind of, I don't want to get into details, but it was kind of interesting. I have still been very creative, and things are still coming out of me as far as new ideas and painting. But it's very funny because this is probably one of the longest times in my life. Now, I'm not saying I haven't been dating, but it's probably one of the longest times in my life that I've been really single. So what are we talking about, like 8 months or something? Very interesting. So last week I was talking about how I've been losing things. And there's things that I really care for, and I can't find them, and I've been looking for them, and I don't know where to look. And one of my friends said, let go of it, and it'll come back. So I changed a few things, and I rearranged a few things, and I set up a real, I changed my altar. I made a really nice altar in my bedroom. I enhanced what was already there, and I still haven't gotten back what I'm looking for. Kind of, you know, kind of funny, but anyway, so there was something that I wanted some years ago, and now another friend of mine, it's come to fruition and has offered it to me. It's a statue of Kuan Yin statue. It's really an outdoor statue. It's a resin statue. And it was painted gray. Why would anybody paint it gray? It's beyond me. But anyway, so I went to his house to collect my Kuan. And that's very funny. Actually, that's very funny because if you know the movie, Jerry Maguire, you are my ambassador of Kuan. Oh, that's interesting. Side note, mental note. Lisa, remember that. Okay, I will. Thank you. You're welcome. All right, so I took the hose, I got a bucket of soapy water, and I proceeded to hose her down and scrub her up. And the gray paint, like you power wash something, was coming off like crazy. So a lot of it came off, and there's this brown resin. It's kind of like a bronzy-looking brown. Okay, so now I'm thinking I have to repaint her. Now I'm thinking I'll paint her like a bronze and, you know, maybe make her like a metallic kind of shiny statue. And I went and I bought a beautiful table at Home Goods yesterday. And I've been looking for a while. I was going to put her on an elephant, but she's actually kind of got a big base with the drapery and all. She comes out to 2 feet wide and 1 foot deep. So I bought a table that's just a little short on the width, but a little, you know, but perfect for the deck. So I asked my friend that gave her to me, that's DHF, to take her home and hold on to her until I had a table for her, because there's nowhere in my apartment to put her, hence apartment. I need a house. And now I'm like, I'm in tune and I'm ready for a house, because I want my studio to be, I want to be autonomous again with everything. I don't want anybody to hold the leash over my head. I don't want anybody to tell me my rent's going up. I don't want anybody to tell me anything. And I want a window, damn it. I need some fresh daylight. Because I have to say, when I take my artwork outside, holy shit, it's amazing. The light hits it and it lights up. And the fact that I've been working for 6 years in a dark room with unnatural light, it's beyond that the colors are still so pristinely pure. That's a gift. Anyway, so he took Quan home, and she bled on his floor, and he's sending me pictures of what looks like blood. Now, there's no metal in Quan Yen. It's resin, and I washed it. So whatever's coming out of it is not rust. I don't know what's coming out of it. I don't think she wants to be with him, though. She's bleeding all over his place. So I told him to take her outside and let us dry her, really dry her, because there's a good chance that, although I would say that resin dries pretty, you know, it's not like rubber or plastic. It's not porous. It dries. It's done. It's dry. So I can't imagine what's going on. And I haven't seen her since I cleaned her on Sunday. And here it is Thursday, and I haven't seen her, so I don't know. Until I go and I look and I hold her and I touch her and really scope it out, I can't assess. And his detail is so sorely lacking detail. It's actually, there is no detail. It's just, it's leaking something, I don't know what. It's making a mess. I don't want it here. Get it out. Is what I'm hearing, I'm being told. So anyway, I was doing these inspections, and this is all the same day. This is all Monday. And so Monday, tasting batteries, and I'm talking to people, and one of the apartments that I was inspecting was this Chinese man, and he had Quan Yin. He had an altar to Quan Yin. Now, this was a small porcelain Quan Yin. I would say that it was was less than 18 inches tall, somewhere between 12 and 14, maybe 14, 15. So a little more than 12, a little less than 18. So, and she's in this beautiful shell standing altar box. And there's candles and all incense and all sorts of stuff. Now, she's a porcelain Quan Yin. Now, I see them in porcelain all the time, and I used to want a porcelain one. I have a bronze one. And I've seen them carved in wood, and I've seen them poured in resin. And she said to him, I said, I want to paint her. And he said, paint her white, because she's about clarity, clearing, and purity. And I thought about that, but now I'm thinking again, I'm thinking I'm going to stick with my original bronze. And I think I'm going to paint her bronze. And I'm mixing metaphors because the tool that I bought for her, the little, what I'm going to use is a stand, table is actually made in India, and the colors in it are beautiful. And that's where she's going in my apartment. And then when I get a house, if I have a greenhouse, and I'm definitely going to have a greenhouse, my thought then is that I'm going to have her in my greenhouse. I'll build a shelf, and I'll put her somewhere in the greenhouse, and there'll be a water fountain and all my beautiful plants all around her. And I'll have an altar to her in the greenhouse, because I definitely want to have a greenhouse. I have such a green thumb. And, you know, I was thinking about this morning, you know, my blue ginger flowering. And it's sort of like a periwinkle blue, but it looks like a bluebell. It's like a small, like a mayflower, a little tiny flower. And I was thinking about this morning, thinking like, you know, I waited six and a half years for this thing to flower, and it's such a tiny flower. It's not like the white ginger. When the white ginger flowers, you get this gorgeous orchid, and it's very fragrant. It smells like fresh flowers. It has a real, I want to say gardenia and a ginger mix. It has a very, very fresh fragrance. And they're big, beautiful flower. And I have to tell you, this year that didn't flower at all. It's been growing like crazy, but it hasn't flowered. And I was thinking about my blue ginger, that it's finally flowering. Now, I'm still waiting for the red one to flower, and I have it, and it's huge as well. Maybe that's another one that has a long gestation period before it finally flowers. And I was thinking this morning how, you know, I don't want to say disappointed, but it's a little bit of a letdown, the flower. And then I was thinking about it, and I was like, the plant itself is really beautiful, and it's like 12 feet tall. And what I've done is I've twisted it and twisted it and twisted it, so every time it starts to grow taller, I've twisted it around itself, so it's like a huge tree all twisted up. Well, you know, maybe I can get rid of this plant because it's so big in my house, I don't need it. No, it's like, you know what? The leaves are still so beautiful. They have a blue cap, like a blue and a purple and the green. They're really beautiful. And so it's finally happy enough to flower, and I should be grateful. So I changed my tune on that, and I am extremely grateful for the fact that that plant is so happy that it's finally flowered. And it's still a beautiful plant. Now, I rooted a piece for my mom. And the root on that plant, if you've ever seen it, it's just really amazing. My brother Dan is amazing with naming things. Like, he knows the names of plants. Like, he'll remember the names of bugs and plants. And he can't remember what he had for lunch yesterday, but he remembers all these details of other things that always escape me. And it's really funny because if something's not really important to me, doesn't even file in my mind. And somebody can remind me over and over and over and say the same thing over and over and over and tell me, but if it doesn't resonate, if it's unimportant, if it's just not, it doesn't strike a chord, I'm not going to remember it. It's just the way it is. But then there are other things that I never forget. And I was hanging out with my sister-in-law yesterday, and, you know, we're talking, and I was making all these references because everything she was saying was like a Seinfeld episode and made me laugh. And I was like, verbatim, I was just rambling off episodes. How do you remember all of that? I'm like going, you know, it's really funny. I don't ever remember anything. Some reason or other, this I don't forget. I thought that was kind of funny. It was just, you know, I don't know, one of those things. You know, it is what it is. Certain things just, they go the way they go, right? It is the way it is. So I was just thinking about that. And then I brought my bathing suit up and I hung out, but I never went swimming. We actually went shopping and we just spent time together going from place to place. And that was actually quite nice. And then I got to catch up on Masters of Sex. I didn't even know it had started. I haven't really watched a lot of television I don't watch a lot of television to begin with. Like, I now DVR everything that I like. I'm constantly deleting and clearing out my DVR stuff, because what I'll do is I will marathon watch all the programs that I'm DVRing. Mainly Naked and Afraid, because I'm addicted to that. And then any kind of Discover or educational, just, you know, a handful of things. It's funny, I have a lot more DVR than I can ramble off on the top of my head. Mostly, yeah, I guess it's all the Discover Channel. You know, you can watch everything on demand now. You don't have to DVR it. But because I have DVR and they can't change my box again, I might as well utilize it, and then I can speak to the commercials, which is really lovely, because if you're watching something on demand, you really can't speak through commercials, although I think what they do is they shorten some of the commercials, they cut them down. But anyway, so I was catching up on Masters of Sex, and when I went home last night, I finished watching it. It was only 5 episodes. I watched 3 at my sister-in-law's and then 2 last night. And then I went to bed and I was just reading and, you know, hanging out with my cat. Kind of interesting, whatever that was. But there's so many things that have been on my mind, and I haven't been writing, and I should be, and I should be writing down all my dreams, but I have to tell you, they're so vivid and I'm remembering them all as they go, but I haven't been writing them down because I have got all these other things that are on my mind. So there you have it. Anyway, so running around with my sister-in-law and catching up on all these things. Wow, 90 seconds. That was a very fast show. So we were talking about, you know, travel and all this stuff. And all I'm thinking is like, yeah, there's a handful of places that I need to go because I want to go there. It would just be really great. Well, follow through. I have to say that's it. So what is my message for today is, in 60 seconds, so even if you've been hurt by love, which my sister-in-law would say at least you felt something, you feel something. And I have to say I definitely concur with that. But I think the more important thing here is that if you hold on to the past, you're not really living your life. You're reliving your past, and that's not what it's about, you know? You want to keep moving forward, so maybe you don't want to totally forget, although I have to tell you, I really do forget. I try really hard. Now, my whole new motto is don't hold on to anything, let it all go. And I'm working desperately to do that, and there have been many changes, I have to say, but don't be afraid. Just do it anyway. And if you feel that you want to exercise your right to be cautious, that's my good advice. Be cautious, but don't be closed-minded. Yeah, that's all. Anyway, oh, I have to tell you something in a side note. I think that I have to say that I have finally seen it all. So the other day I was driving my car. Was going into the city. This is on Monday. So I'm driving into the city, and there's a guy in front of me, and he stopped at a stop sign, and I'm waiting for him to go. And I'm paying very strict attention forward, and I'm looking at him, and I'm waiting for him to go, and he keeps on turning his head both ways. So I keep turning my head both ways. There's nobody on the road. But he keeps turning his head behind him and looking, and like he's like in awe. He must have done 5 takes. So finally, I turn to see what is it that he's looking at, and I look to my far left, and I see a policewoman, but not just a policewoman. It was like a Muslim, like an Afghani woman in full regalia with the face covered in a police suit. And I'm thinking, what the? Now, I get to my mom's apartment, and I'm talking to her boyfriend, and I said, you're not going to believe this. I have seen it all. And I explained to him what I saw. And he said, as did one of my friends, and as was in the back of my mind, I don't think that's a real cop. Did you call 911? I said, no, I couldn't stop looking, as the guy in front of me also couldn't stop looking. Because if you're in the police force, there's a uniform, and you have to adhere to their regulations of what the dress code is. I don't think you're allowed to wear that headdress, that full regalia, cover your forehead, hair, and your eyes. And, I mean, your face. You know, I think her face is showing. But the fact that her head was all wrapped up, and my mother said, you can't touch them. And my mother's boyfriend said, I bet you she wasn't really a cop. You should have called 911. She could have pulled over a car, and she was talking to the guy in the car. And I have to tell you that what he said sort of kind of was resonating with me. Anyway, that's what I saw. And I was really, like, I want to say struck and dumbfounded. Anyway, so I did not call the police. And now I'm thinking I probably should have. Anyway, on that note, so have a fabulous week. Have a great weekend. And I will be back on my scheduled time next week, Wednesday, noon. So thank you so much for listening, and enjoy what little warm weather, real hot weather we have left. All that crazy air conditioning. Oh, God. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. This is Lisa of the Lisa Show, signing off.